you for subscribing and listening to the CERT News podcast. This episode of the podcast goes with the March edition of the CERT News. All posts and more can be found on our CERT knowledge base at cert.domains.unf.edu.
Hi, my name is Rob Rose. I'm a senior instructional designer here in CERT. This podcast segment is titled Revising and Remixing, an Alternative Approach to Open Educational Resources. In early March, educators around the world will be celebrating Open Education Week, an annual opportunity to share their achievements and learn about what others are doing in the realm of open educational resources, or OER. We thought this might be a good opportunity for those of us here at UNF to take stock of where we are and where we've come from in the realm of OER before charting a course for the future at this institution. Back in 2018, we first rolled out the OER initiative as an outlet for faculty to help reduce textbook costs for their students by partnering with a librarian and an instructional designer in CERT to locate and adopt openly licensed content for use in their courses. At this point, 6 years later, we've had over 120 faculty participants from 28 academic departments, representing a cost savings of more than $1.5 million for students at this institution. In 2023, we rolled out a new component of the OER initiative that allowed faculty to author and publish their own open content for use with their students through the use of the Pressbooks platform. We currently have numerous faculty authoring their own projects at various stages of development here at UNF, and more are coming in every semester. Despite the remarkable success of this new initiative, we recognize that authoring a comprehensive resource from scratch can be a daunting task that only a small handful of people have the bandwidth to undertake. This may leave some faculty wondering whether there is some middle path between simply reusing open content that's available for use in your courses and writing your own. It turns out that one of the lesser-known options in the OER landscape involves the ability to adapt or remix content to make it your own. Many openly licensed resources give permission for users to make edits to the content, to be able to fine-tune it for your own unique context and the students with which you work. This may involve editing certain chapters, removing parts that you deem non-essential, expanding on sections that need better explanations, or adding interactive components to the content. For faculty who feel like they want to create resources that can be used with their students, but feel like authoring something from scratch is too big an undertaking, the revise and remix option of the OER initiative may be the alternative that is just right for you. By working with CERT, we can help you locate content that's appropriately licensed for remixing and editing. We can get you started with the tools you need to make edits to this content and publish it for use with your students. This year's OE Week celebration in March is the perfect time to start thinking about how you might breathe new life into your courses through the integration of content that you control. Particularly in fields where new information moves quickly, remixing content allows you to make changes whenever you deem it appropriate and doesn't leave you waiting on a publisher to roll out the newest textbook edition at some unforeseen point in the future. You might consider joining us for some of our OE Week events this year, March 4th through 8th, to learn more about your options. We also encourage you to check out our OER initiative page on the CERT website to learn more about the revise and remix option and how you can get involved. You can also reach out to me, Rob Rose, anytime at r.rose@unf.edu to further discuss whether this or other options might be the right fit for you.
Hi. My name is Shelby Scanlon, and I'm the Communications Coordinator here in CERT. Today we're going to be exploring virtual whiteboard solutions. In-classroom whiteboards serve as a dynamic tool for brainstorming, connecting ideas, illustrating concepts, and fostering interactive discussions among students and instructors. Replicating traditional classroom technologies like drawing on a whiteboard presents unique challenges in online education. While no solution fits perfectly in all scenarios, our experimentation and feedback have led us to identify several effective methods for facilitating virtual drawing and annotation in online teaching environments. The Learning Glass Lightboard. If you are comfortable with whiteboard instruction, the Lightboard in the CERT Video Studio allows you to produce videos in a similar style. A lightboard is a large piece of glass with a thin LED strip on the glass's perimeter mounted on a sturdy frame. The ink will glow when you write on the glass using a neon marker. A camera on the other side of the glass records the video while flipping the frames to make the text readable. As a result, from your point of view, you are writing on a surface like a whiteboard while facing a camera. From the student's point of view, you are making eye contact while writing in midair. In addition to pre-recorded videos, the Lightboard in the CERT Video Studio can also host synchronous sessions. Students' responses to using the Lightboard are always highly positive. Drawing tablets and monitors. Drawing tablets and monitors provide a robust solution for more sophisticated digital drawing without the constraints of scheduling time in the video studio or being on camera. While you draw on a tablet, like the Wacom Intuos, using the pen tool, the marks will appear on your computer screen. Mastering drawing tablets requires a slight learning curve as you adjust to the tablet's mapping behavior and the disconnect between hand movements and on-screen actions. Drawing monitors, like the Wacom One, address the visual disparity with an interactive screen display. You can sketch, draw, paint, and write directly on the screen. While using the drawing monitor, the pen tablet will display a complete copy of your computer screen. You will then notice the changes are simultaneously made on both screens, the computer and drawing monitor, as you write. While enhancing hand-eye coordination, drawing monitors may pose connectivity challenges, requiring additional video output ports and multiple cords for setup. Portable and user-friendly laptops like the Dell XPS and tablets like the Apple iPads with touchscreens eliminate the need for external setup complexities and offer versatility and convenience. CERT offers a range of virtual whiteboard solutions, including drawing tablets, monitors, touchscreen laptops, and iPad, which are available for checkout. We invite you to explore these options and share your experiences as we continue to innovate online education.
Hi everyone, my name is Yasmin Merriweather and I am the coordinator of training here at CERT, and today I will be talking about a new era of training offerings. When we think about training, we think of the conventional opportunities offered, such as in-person or now the new normal, which is synchronous, usually hosted via Teams or Zoom. In retrospect, sometimes the conventional way does not always reach the needs of trainees, can become a time constituent, and may not have such of an influence as we think. Understanding these type of barriers that conventional training can encompass, we are looking to shift our training efforts to help trainees thrive. As the coordinator of training, I am looking to embrace a new paradigm of how training opportunities are offered through the lens of one of our CERT goals, which is to continue improving faculty training modes and workshop models. One of the ways I plan to embrace an alternative for training offerings is to develop more asynchronous training opportunities for faculty to engage with. Asynchronous training is more than just facilitators recording, faculty listening, and reviewing the training. The benefits of cultivating asynchronous trainings are optimizing the ubiquitous of training, decreasing time constraints, and creating more accessibility for training opportunities. In addition to embracing a new paradigm and asynchronous training, I propose offering self-paced courses. Curating experiences that empower faculty to be active participants in their own development will allow faculty to have control over their learning experience, learn at an efficient pace, and create flexible solutions tailored to their schedules. Providing this type of autonomy so faculty can increase the continuous improvement and learning opportunities they leverage through training. Offering self-paced courses can transform how faculty perceive their learning experiences through training. As we navigate through these efforts, Keeping faculty in mind is always at the forefront of redefining what training looks like. During our redefining phase, we have thought about collaboration between faculty and staff on training. One of the collaborative methods we think about that we think will be fruitful is peer learning. You're probably thinking, what does this look like? Peer learning training will look like faculty and staff collaborating with one another to deliver training that provides opportunity to share perspectives, best practices, and create a community amongst faculty. Thus, using this method can be influential in keeping training offerings abreast with faculty needs, themes of support, and consistent. What's next? Recently, to streamline a process for internal and external events, we developed new processes for where anybody can submit training ideas. The process consists of completing a form that provides the coordinator of training with an overview of the event. For example, a title, description, rationale, attentive date, time, etc. Once the form is created and submitted, I will review and refine ideas and, if accepted, schedule and market them to relevant audiences. Creating this process allows staff and faculty to voice training needs and learning opportunities that can be conducive to the training efforts. So, if you have any ideas, needs concerning training that you would like CERT to offer, or if you are interested in conducting a peer-led training yourself, please fill out the form. We are excited to embrace alternative solutions, fortuity, and experiences for faculty and staff. Emergence of asynchronous, self-paced, and peer learning training will soon come to fruition with hopes of spearheading engagement, active continuous improvement, and learning and accessible learning opportunities.
Thank you for listening. For questions or comments, please visit us on the web. Have a great day.